Welcome to the Mastering Mindfulness Institute with me, Gina Warfel, a podcast that invites you on a journey to self-trust with your food and body so you can reclaim your health with confidence. As a registered dietitian who has multiple degrees in health, and yet I was constantly at war with my body and couldn't trust myself with food, I've made it my mission to show you that coming into harmony with your food and body is all possible. I challenge conventional and outdated ways of dieting to show you how to step into sovereignty over your food choices and life. I can't wait to share with you the depths of my own journey, as well as thoughts from experts and real human beings on their journey, just like you. Thanks for listening. Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Mastering Mindfulness Institute podcast. Because it is now February, it is the month of love, and I am seeing things all over the place with Instagram with people who are excited, people who are annoyed with it, and a lot of people who are feeling this deep, deep emptiness around the idea of love. And so I want to talk about that today, of what is love, whether it's with somebody else, whether it's within ourselves. How do we find it? What is it? What does it look like? What does it feel like? And I think we're in a society where there is this feeling of a lacking of love that's leading to this emptiness and this loneliness. And we're looking for things outside of ourselves to try to fill that space that's there. Unfortunately, if you're one of my friends who I'm speaking to, like I once was, you'll notice that nothing ever does quite hit that spot. There's no amount of food or social media or drugs or alcohol or whatever. There's nothing outside of you that will be able to fill that pit, because none of it is actually love. So it's an attempt. It might get us by, but we know that it's always endless. It just continues and continues. And I was really curious. I did a poll on Instagram. I was curious how many people love the idea of Valentine's Day and celebrating love, and how many people dread it. And I did this just today, and so I'm about halfway through the day, and it seems like it hangs right around a 50-50. I think that people who enjoy love, they're maybe around like 52%, and it's like those who dread it are at 48, and it's like kind of bumping back and forth. But for the most part, it's pretty split down the middle, that some people love it and some people hate the idea of celebrating love. And maybe that's because we're not really sure what it is. We don't really know how to find it. We feel like we need someone else to bring it to us, and we don't know where that person is or how we're going to find them. And so we're sitting in this place of maybe resentment and disempowerment around it. And for me, it's been a really growing journey to discover, and I'm still discovering, what does love mean to me? What does self-love mean to me? Just that word, what does it look like? What does it feel like? I'm still discovering it every day, but it's been an incredible journey. And I was just on a call with someone today, and she said, what did your self-love journey look like? Because I see you on Instagram, you're all happy, listening to music, dancing around, like you're in love with yourself. Is that what love is? Is that what it, should I put on music? Should I dance? And I'm like, it could be, but it actually has, sometimes it gets expressed that way, but it's been such a deeper journey. It didn't just start from me deciding to take a dance class and feel this feeling of love. It actually came from a lot deeper, more challenging discovery of what love means to me and how I find it, and how I've learned to be able to cultivate this feeling of love from the inside out. And that naturally softens any craving of needing anything outside of me. What's interesting is I remember being with a partner a long time ago. This is probably 9 years ago from now. I was with a partner, and we were doing like a long distance relationship. And I remember feeling so disconnected from him. And I just like couldn't feel him. I couldn't connect. And I remember this feeling of deep loneliness, and I was really going through a hard time and just having these cravings that were just like insatiable. And there was just something that I was trying to create wholeness, and it just wasn't ever getting there. And this was before I learned what it felt like to really fill myself with love and wholeness, and to be with that experience of loneliness, how to navigate that. That like my cravings were really intense until I went through that experience and learned about love. And now I just don't, those cravings, I don't have to fight them. They just don't come because, instead of needing something else to replace that place of love, I'm able to internally generate it and cultivate it for myself. So I want to share a little bit about what that journey has been like for me when I answered this beautiful question from my friend of like, what is self-love? Is it you dancing around, putting on music? And what did that actually really look like? And so as I sit and I reflect back, I think about how I really didn't know what it was. And when I started doing like the deeper work of discovering myself, I started realizing that there were a lot of feelings in my body that were unfelt. I was busy living in my mind, thinking a lot of thoughts, and this really this avoidance of my feelings. And I know that for a lot of people, including myself at some point, feelings can be a really uncomfortable thing to go explore. But our feelings are in our body. All of life is in our body. Our cravings are in our body. Our feelings, the feeling of love is in our body. So if we're disconnected from our body and we're living in our minds because we're afraid of our feelings, if you're afraid of any of your feelings, you'll be disconnected from the good ones too. The happiness, the joy, the love, anything that we do feel in our body. So if we live in our minds, then we might be feeling this emptiness inside of us of like, well, what is here? And when we start to rely on things from outside of us and nothing ever quite hits the spot, there's always this craving. And we're around this time in February, around Valentine's Day, and sometimes our relationships might feel abundantly full of love, and sometimes they might not. And what's interesting is I remember reading this book called Perfect Love, Imperfect Relationships. And that was life-changing for me to learn about love. It's called Perfect Love, Imperfect Relationships. And his theory is that every argument in a relationship stems back to this core fear of I won't be loved. This deep, deep-seated fear. So like if your partner is not connecting with you or your partner is ignoring you or they're not coming home early enough and you're like, I want you to get home, and you peel back the layers of what is that anger and frustration? It's this deep fear of I won't be loved. I won't feel love. I won't be lovable. And that if we can cultivate this feeling of love inside of ourselves, we would dissolve almost all relationship arguments and triggers and challenges. Not that you won't have disagreements, but the deep-seated fears, the petty fights, the blaming, the each other comes from this deep fear of I won't be loved or I'll be left. So this was a really big awareness for me when I was sitting with the question, how do I get the idea of loving myself, but what do I do if I just don't feel it? And what does that mean? What does that look like? Does it mean that I love my body? Does it mean that I love the things about me? Does it mean that I love, what does that actually even really mean? So as I started to realize that I needed to learn more about myself, I really shifted my focus away from external productivity, achieving, doing, and turning my attention inward to understanding myself. And what I started to realize was this self-exploration was mind-opening, that I had beliefs around what made me enough, around achievement, around what these false ideas around what love was. And it was just expanding my mind. But it came with a lot of roller coasters because I started spending more time feeling my body and feeling my feelings. You can't do deeper work with yourself without feeling your feelings. It's just a part of the process of the healing of getting to know yourself. Our feelings are language from our bodies. They're teachers. They show us where we're still hurting. They reveal so much. So when we use food to cut back, to disconnect from our feelings, when we use food to disconnect from our feelings, we don't get that language from our bodies. So we're missing out on what our soul is speaking and trying to say to us and get our attention for. So when I decided to start feeling more of my feelings, it popped everything open, all of these unfelt feelings that I had for years. And it was messy and it was a roller coaster. And I felt, at moments I felt joy, and at moments I felt deep sadness. And then I felt hopeless, and I felt anger and frustration and all of these feelings that were starting to open up. But now I was starting to live in my body. And so this numbness that I had here, which was empty, it was hollow, it needed something to fill it, I started feeling all of it and getting more comfortable with feeling the wide range of what makes me human. And so when I started being willing to just feel what is here, it unlocked my ability to feel more love and more joy and more happiness, because I was no longer numb to all of it. And some people might ask, well, how do you start to do that? How do you start to feel? And for me, it was as simple as starting to just close my eyes and just feel what is here, what is present, like what am I feeling? Is it, okay, there's anxiousness today. Okay, I'm feeling fear today. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling grateful. I feel content. Like it's building that muscle of feeling what is there. And that allowed my expansion of love to grow and grow. And when I was going through this challenging time, it was a lot of roller coasters. And what I started the practice of was, instead of beating myself up through those roller coasters, I started asking myself the question, how do I support you right now through this? And almost like holding myself through these challenges of some really hard days of like, okay, this is really hard. This is uncomfortable. How do I support you? Instead of checking out, going for, you know, the craving voices like, I need something, I need something, I need something to make this discomfort go away. But what if I could create a safe enough space for myself that I was like, hey, I've got you. It's okay that today's not a great day. It's okay that it's hard today. It's okay if you overate today. Let's just like let you be and go through your experience that you need to have. And I felt that in my heart. It was like a deep knowing in my heart that was like, yep, this sucks. This is embarrassing for myself. I feel like a hot mess. I am such a mess. Some days I'm happy. Some days I'm crying. Some days I don't know what to do. I don't know the next step to take. And sometimes the journey looks that confusing. It looks that chaotic. And the moments that we realize that we deeply love ourselves is when we say, it's okay. I'm here for you. How can I have your back? And then that started to build trust with myself. If you think of like any relationship, whether it's a relationship with yourself or the relationship with a partner, deep, deep love isn't I'm showering you in flowers and chocolates, and even though those are fine too, even though those are not the things that create the deep, deep love. Deep love is sometimes it's messy. Sometimes we fight. Sometimes we say things that we don't mean to. But I deeply trust you. I've got your back no matter what. That's a deep feeling of love. That's an unwavering commitment to you. And that's the type of love that we want to bring to ourselves. So if you are a mother or a father or a partner, and if you can connect to that feeling, that unwavering love that you might have for your children or for your pets or for your parent or maybe for your partner, that feels so deeply like, you know, sometimes you make me upset, but I just unconditionally love you. I have your back no matter what. We want to bring that same love to ourselves. And that's the experience of love. Don't worry about, do I love what I look like? Am I perfect? Am I blah, blah, blah? Those are human things. They're human things that in the grand scheme of things, they change, they evolve, they grow. They're based on perception, right? What one culture might think is sexy, another culture thinks is disgusting. And so all of it is just based on perception with those human things. Your style, your clothes, your body type, your personality. Some people love the sound of my voice. Some people can't stand it. Like it's all perspective. So to go into what does love look like, we want to go deeper. Let's get past the, you know, high school love, whatever for love. Let's go deeper. Let's reach that deep, unconditional, I have your back. I'm here for you no matter what. And so that is what started to teach me what love was as I was going through these really confusing, sometimes chaotic, roller coaster moments, I started to really look out for myself and sometimes just hold myself through these challenges. And I was like, okay, I'm starting to build a relationship with myself. I'm not into full self-love yet. I'm not there yet, but I'm starting to trust you. You're here for me. You're letting me be myself, which is radical. It's like, it's all the things. It's all the emotions. That is who I am. And so through that acceptance of all that I am and letting myself be that, that's where love stems from. Not that I have to be a happy thing or be a person, but from this really deep, unconditional acceptance of like, you can throw a tantrum today. It's fine. It's fine if you lose your mind today. It's fine if today was a hard day. I still got you. I'm here for you. And it's like, okay, she's got me, right? And that's the deep love that we want to practice. It doesn't come natural often. It's just a practice. So we want to start practicing to give this to ourselves. One of the meditations that I learned to do was actually from that book, Perfect Love, Imperfect Relationships. That's what it is. Perfect Love, Imperfect Relationships. That he says in the book, here's a practice you can actually do. When you're feeling that lack of love, when you're feeling lonely and empty, or you're feeling that you don't love yourself, close your eyes and connect to that feeling of your longing and your desire for love, your wanting. Connect to that wanting, that desire for love. And I know that you can, because if you desire something, you can feel it. It's like you can't desire something that you've never had. If someone was like, eat this food, and you've never had that food before, you couldn't like crave it. You couldn't desire it. You couldn't want to taste it because you've never had it before. So you know how to connect to the feeling of love if you're desiring love. That's your first indication that you do know how to feel it. You've just been outsourcing your power. So if you can desire it, you're able to feel it because you can only feel what you can only desire what you have felt before. So as I read this book, I practiced it. I closed my eyes and I would think about how empty my heart and open and hollow my heart felt. It felt so empty. And I would just sit with that uncomfortable feeling until I was like, okay, what if I could surrender and open up my body more and soften into this empty feeling? What if I could just like open up to it more? And so I'd open up, let my body kind of relax into this empty feeling. And then I would start to think about my longing for this feeling of love, this feeling of connection that I desired. And because I was longing for it and desiring it, somewhere I could feel it. So I might search in my body or in my heart, where is it? Where I know, because I'm desiring it, I'm longing for it, it's in there somewhere. So I would find a little tiny thread of it, of that desire for love, and hold on to that little tiny piece of desire, that little piece of love that I could find. I say, oh, I found it. There it is. It's the desire for love. Now I could take that desire for love and slowly like use my breath to like fan it like a flame and feel that feeling of love and keep breathing into that feeling until it grew more and it grew more, and really focusing on that feeling and growing it and growing it and growing it until it feels like it's filling up inside of my body. No matter how long it took, no matter how many tries, no matter how patient I needed to be, finding that sliver, that little piece of love in my body, breathing through it and imagining that my breath is fanning that feeling like a flame, growing this feeling of love inside of my body. That completely changed the way that I was showing up in my current relationship. I was noticing that, in my relationship at the time, I was often like creating these problems, like he had said in the book, like you're creating problems because you're afraid that you won't be loved. So if you create a problem, then they need to, then they're in the wrong. So then they need to give you love to make it up to you. So it comes down to this deep fear of I need love. So when I would start to feel this trigger come up with my partner, I would actually look at it and be like, is this a real issue? Often I would be like, no, am I actually just wanting to seek this feeling of love? Yeah. And so before even addressing anything with my partner, I would sit with myself and cultivate this feeling of love first and then say, is this something I need to talk about with my partner? 9 times out of 10, it was like, no, I was actually needing this feeling of love. And then once I filled myself up from this place of love and wholeness, then I could be with my partner from an outpouring, abundant place of love, pouring out of myself, willing to give love without even needing it in return. And that's, I think, the depths of unconditional love. I don't need anything back. I can give it. It's abundant. I can generate it anytime that I want. And that's the responsibility in relationship, is that we both fill ourselves up with love enough that we're both overpouring into the relationship. Where the problem comes in is when we don't do that and we feel like an empty tank, and then we're pulling and grasping from somebody else to try to fill this up. And then we're creating problems, and then we're never hitting that deep spot, which what we're really longing for is that feeling of love in ourselves. We actually don't need it from another person, but we can share it. We can play in it together. So as I started cultivating this feeling of love inside of me, it became a practice. I noticed how my relationships changed. I noticed how my food cravings changed. I noticed how this need for wholeness and connection started to change. I started to enjoy the time with myself more because in that space with myself, I was feeling more. I was feeling more love. I was feeling all of my feelings. I was learning how to cultivate this feeling of love inside of me. Now I was actually enjoying being by myself more than what I was before, which was feeling very empty and fearful and disconnected. So I was starting to create and feel this feeling of wholeness and connection in myself that sometimes I might see people, but I was starting to love my time alone. And now my connections changed so much, and my time alone changed so much. My cravings changed so much. So my love was not just the feeling of love. I think love is the sum of all of it, of when we're willing to let ourselves feel everything, then we can feel love, but we can feel all these things that make us the wide range of what we are, all the feelings and the emotions, and being able to be okay with that and celebrate it and love it and hold space for it and be there for it. So this was a really big breakthrough that took some time. And so I didn't know how to get there. I was just figuring it out as I went and using resources. And my sister was helpful for me. Books were helpful for me, ideas. But it took me a while to get there. So I hope that this can help speed up that learning curve. But then what I started doing is, as I was starting to feel this feeling of love more, I was allowing myself to find different ways to connect to it. So I love music because it allowed me to move through the big emotions or wide range of emotions that I was having. And so I used to use it to check out, and now I think I use it to check in. It makes me feel more. It can help me heighten my emotions. So as I'm feeling more, I'm bringing my awareness into my body more. I'm no longer numb to my body. I'm starting to feel more and wake up to all of my feelings. And when I'm in my body more, I'm less in my mind. So I'm not so judgmental about, am I doing the right thing? Am I moving? Is this weird? I'm just not even listening to this. And I'm just feeling what's in my body. And I'm allowing my body to just gently move in a way that, like, oh, this feels good. This feels like how the music wants my body to move without it being right or wrong. Dancing can feel intimidating when you use your mind and you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. I don't use my mind. I like to bring my awareness into my body and just let my body move maybe however it wants to. And when I'm not using my mind in judgment, that's when it becomes this thing that looks like, oh, you're dancing around and you're in love with yourself and it feels good and it feels fuzzy. And sometimes it does, but sometimes it also feels all of the things. It feels weird. It feels sad. It feels frustrated. It feels everything, but it's feeling more and it's moving more and it's not being in my head so much. It's not being so judgmental. It's like, it's more my true self. This is a construct of society of, do you look good? Is it right? Is it wrong? Is it the appropriate step? Is it the right feeling? Don't feel. Everything is up here. But when we can move down here and quiet that voice of judgment, now dancing might feel like something that's more free, that's more intuitive, that's more fun, that's more playful, it's more curious, it's more in my body instead of in my head. So that's why I now deeply connect with music in a place of feeling love, because I feel all of it. And I'm like, I got you. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you feel. I've got you. I'm here for you. I'm unwavering. I'm by your side. I'm committed to you. That deep devotion that takes practice, it takes time, it takes trust, patience, just like any relationship. So that's where the play around devotion and music and dance comes for me. It didn't come from, I don't love myself, I'm going to take a dance class. It might for you, it might for somebody, but that's not what it looked like for me. So when I play in music, I'm often not just feeling love, I'm feeling a lot of things. I'm feeling everything that needs to be felt or needs to be experienced or whatever is there. And I'm also taking an active responsibility for practicing self-love, not just expecting it to be there, but to showing up and saying, hey, I'm here for you. What do you need? And sending that love to my body. And so when I started to cultivate the feeling of love, I could start bringing it to my body, feeling it on my hands, feeling it in the way that I hold myself. So I remember just a moment of like being in the shower and just how good it feels when I would just wrap my arms around my body and to feel that feeling of being held, of like, I love you, I'm here for you, I've got you. And it's like, ah, oh, that's what it is. That's what it's about. It's on those days that are hard, or, you know, love isn't when we're just feeling great. It's easy when things are good or when you're having a good day or when you're motivated. That's not love for any relationship, whether it's with yourself or someone else. Love is in the trenches. Love is through it all. So it's truly a practice. So it's okay if it doesn't look like that. Trust that it might be a growing relationship. If you've had a really hard relationship with yourself, give yourself lots of grace. Maybe you talk to yourself in a way that's like, hey, I know that this has been really hard for us. Our relationship has been kind of messed up. We didn't know how to love each other. I want to start over. Can we start fresh? I want to spend time with you. I want to get to know you. I want to take care of you. And start with that place of just like, I'm here for you. It's okay. I'm here along the journey. And that's really what love is. So as you're going through this February, I just want to open up an invitation to think about love, not as just the fluffy, you know, you're loved because somebody comes and brings you roses, but love that feeling of I got you, and celebrate that. Celebrate that with a partner or with your family or with yourself. It can come in any form. You don't have to wait for somebody, and you can celebrate it with somebody if you desire. But use this month of February to go into a deeper understanding of what love is, what it looks like, what it feels like, how you can celebrate it, and feel this deeper level of trust, this deep, deep, deep love, and start exploring it. There's no finish line, and it might look messy at first, but that's what the journey has looked like for me. I thought this might be helpful since we're going into February with such a focus on love, and it's easy to feel like that we don't have it, but all along it's waiting for us to be cultivated inside of us. It's just waiting there for us. We just need to say yes and just say, okay, I want to practice. I want to get to know it. I want to feel it and really deeply desire it. So I hope that this was helpful for you. You can always send me a message on Instagram and let me know if something resonated with you. I would love to hear it. If this gave you a new perspective, maybe a little bit more of a feeling of love. If you enjoyed it, I would love to hear any reviews, any feedback. Feel free to subscribe and you'll always know whenever I put out a new podcast episode. Take care. Have a beautiful, beautiful February. Love month. And I'll see you next time.